Lisa Talmadge with Mission Network News. While the world mourns the loss of a visionary this week, Christian organizations are thankful for the technology God allowed Apple co-founder Steve Jobs to create. Jobs died Wednesday after battling pancreatic cancer. Faith Comes by Hearing's Bill Lohr says Apple technology has been a platform for God's word.
We have moved into the digital world in terms of getting God's word out there in ways that people can access it. And Apple has been a big part of that, iPhone, iPad, the iTunes Store, through our Bible Is app, all of those areas people can get God's Word now.
Scripture in 590 languages can now be carried into Creative Access nations. Next, you've probably heard about the birth of a new country in July, but what of South Sudan since? Well, the newborn nation immediately earned itself a spot as the record holder for the highest infant mortality rate. While it's mostly peaceful, there's all-out war in some regions. But Africa Inland Mission continues to work in this slowly developing nation. They ask prayers for the church to remain strong and spreading hope, especially in light of ongoing persecution and strain. And Global Aid Network is having a packing party. Dwayne Zook says in the Pennsylvania Distribution Center,
we collect food and clothing and shoes and care packs and vegetable seeds. And it's a place where we need individuals, church groups, Sunday school groups, homeschool groups to come and help get ready to ship this much-needed aid.
Much of the aid is headed to famine relief in East Africa. The packing party begins October 10th, just 2 days away. Call us for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned where your nation is headed? To remind you about what nation is important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Elisa Talmadge.